This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, we do have Mackie, so I don't have to ban him next week. Mike's Beer Bars, fan beer of the month is Cinderland Squish, benefiting adventures and training with a purpose. Jason still owes me steak at Mike's Beer Bar because he lost a bet to me. Hi, Jason.
This is terrible, Andrew. I feel so bad about that. I think the guy we bet on is out of baseball right now. Is he not? I don't even remember his name, but I know he's not pitching anywhere.
Yeah.
It's just a terrible look by me. It's embarrassing.
Who's a bet to me when you go out of your way to mock my predictions all the time on social media? I would agree, yes.
Oh, Jason.
I love the bit. I love the bit.
What bit?
You're giving Andrew a hard time about his predictions.
Oh, I thought you meant that his predictions were a bit, and I wanted to stress that no, those are his very serious opinions on what he's
going to have. What do you mean? Literally on yesterday's show, you said my Steelers-Ravens prediction was a bit. So what is it, Chris?
I'll rescind yesterday's.
Can you guys not fight like a married couple during my appearance? This happened last week.
We fought last week? I thought we tried to get you to D.C. to cover the Capitals-Penguins game, and we actually got you there.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Andrew, you did affect change on that one. That was much better than locking eyes with Paul Steen.
Yeah, you've never heard arguing like mom and dad until you've gone back and listened to the Starkey and Me archives. That was real kid at the top of the steps material.
Did you know that a Pirates blog gave me an award for worst tweet of the year?
What blog was it?
Is
it Rum Bunter?
No, it was not Rum Bunter.
Worst tweet of the year?
Yeah, and it was for when I said I made eye contact with Paul Skeens, which I did several times, at that Pirates Diamondbacks game.
Oh, yeah, that was one of
the one that ended up causing the Pirates season to implode.
Yeah, that was one of your worst tweets. I actually thought that was pretty pathetic.
Jason, when you think about this game on Sunday, when you writing your column afterwards, who do you think the star player you're going to be referencing will be?
Russell Wilson. I do. I think the Steelers win, and I think they win because they can outscore the Ravens. I look at the Ravens' defense. I'm sure you guys have talked about this. I think there's, they can be had. The Steelers can move the ball.
Thanks for not listening to the show. We appreciate that, saying maybe you guys talked about this. I wasn't listening. I appreciate you referencing that.
I can't listen to every hour of every show, Andrew.
Yes, you can. Go to the Odyssey app and listen on demand.
That is true. That is true. I'm a bad listener. I normally do listen. No, I mean, that's how I think they can beat the Ravens. I mean, one specific guy on defense is responsible for shutting down Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, and maybe T.J. Watt, but I think Russell Wilson's going to have the greatest impact of the game for the Steelers.
Do you expect them then to let him truly cut it loose and keep aggressively throwing deep as opposed to what Mike Tomlin sometimes does in these games, which is thinks he can get down into a gutter war with the Ravens?
All right, so touche to Andrew for giving me crap. I was listening to you guys yesterday talk about this and whether that's going to continue. I believe Jeff Hathorn was your guest, and you were talking about whether you expect to muck it up again. I actually disagree a little bit with Jeff and think that they're going to air it out maybe more than they have in the past in previous matchups. I think because they can, they don't have they haven't had a passing game like this since Ben, and I think it's to their advantage right now, and they're going to have to, too, because I think Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, as I said earlier, are going to put up points, and the Steelers are going to have to answer.
Do you think Lamar Jackson will slice and dice the Steelers' defense?
Oh, the Crowley prediction.
Yes.
Slice and dice, no. better than his 2-4 record previously and some of the jobs they've done bottling him up? Yes. And I think because Lamar has been much better in the pocket this
year. It's actually 1-3. Stop giving him credit for games he came in off the bench when Joe Flacco was still their quarterback, Jason.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Also, Malzi thought that you were the one who was behind those comments initially. And I said that as a columnist so far, you don't predict a lot of negative things to happen. You'll rip a team when they suck, but you don't seem to be a guy that writes, hey, this team blows before they actually blow. Is that fair?
Yeah. I would argue they're pretty small. But yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay.
Like, in what context are you saying that? Like, I should be predicting the
No, I'm not saying you should at all. I'm just saying your trend or your tendency so far as a columnist is not to write a column, hey, close your eyes or look away from the TV on Sunday. This team is going to get pummeled. You just don't. You haven't done that. You haven't felt the need to do it. You haven't felt that way. That's why.
Don't worry. Jason will stay on that column beat for a little longer, and he'll get full-on Malzi brain poisoning, and then it'll become like second nature to him to write those columns.
But you don't even write a lot of those columns.
I usually don't write a column right before the game. Like, I don't usually write game prediction columns. I write game reaction and then kind of one big story during the week.
Gotcha.
Well, that and to Chris's point, let me build on that. I think there's way more to gain from that, from ripping something. I mean, because you're not going to be wrong. Like, look at what I've written since the Pirates season ended. Like, I think I've been pretty heavy-handed and critical of what they've done. You know,
when do
I gave them
out for the Penguins.
I mean. I'm on my fourth column right now, I think, saying that, like, they're not playing in an acceptable way and something is going to happen, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm honestly...
Has Kyle Dubas gotten back to you about that?
I've never spoken to Kyle Dubas.
What's going on there?
Weird.
Is he in hiding right now?
I do not know. I wish there was more of a relationship. I mean, I was around the Penguins where you dealt with Jim Rutherford all the time. And
well,
it's not the same thing
Chinese
with Dubas.
Food.
Yeah, he was.
Jim Rutherford would call you just to talk.
No, that never happened. But, like, you, at least I don't think so. I mean, I think Jim, I'm trying to remember. I'm sure Jim aired me out about something.
What was his go-to Chinese food order for lunch? Didn't he have something that he would always get?
Yeah, it was always basic. Sweet and sour chicken, usually fried rice, maybe some wonton soup on the side. It was always fairly simple stuff.
Did you know Red Auerbach ate Chinese food every day of his life?
Every day?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And back then, you probably didn't have, like, rice cookers to have it at home.
John Feinstein literally wrote an entire book about it.
All right, this is going to sound insane. I thought that Chinese food was a more recent invention, like the Americanized version we know. You know, your orange chicken, your pepper steak.
It was
whatever.
Around in the 40s, 50s, and
really?
60s. Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Really?
He liked it that – he loved it because when he would travel for, Celtics games, and then when he would go abroad, he felt like Chinese food was consistent everywhere you went.
The most repeatable food.
Exactly.
Here's some steamed rice. Here's some of this other stuff.
Yep.
Now, speaking of Rutherford, have you guys heard the P.F. Chang's side of that stuff?
No, we only know P.F. Chang's stories involving Mark Davis of the Vegas Raiders.
Okay. No, Jim used to hang out at P.F. Chang's in Crabtree Center or whatever in, like, Raleigh, and he signed Ron Francis there. He met his wife there. Like, that's his thing. He's like Red Auerbach in a way. He always eats Chinese food. Anyway.
All right, Jason, are you going to be on the game day show on Sunday?
Yes, I am. Fan game day. Yes, sir.
Okay, we need to get the promos updated because they only mentioned Cabali and Donnie, so we need to get somebody on that.
Yeah. And I'm not going to throw a fit. Just like if I wasn't invited to the party last night, I wasn't going to throw a subtle fit to
that. So he did hear that part of the show.
See you, Jason.
Bye, Jason.
I did. See you guys.
There you
Bye,
go.
Guys.
Jason Mackey.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.